Hey, welcome back to the 5 Minute Strategist. As an accountant, I am always going to tell you that profit is one of the most important numbers in your business. It's more important than revenue, it's more important than followers. Frankly, it's more important than most of our quantitative metrics. There is a very good reason that we call profit the bottom line. Profit is a really good indicator of how successful your business is and how your strategy is doing. But we have to ask if it's the entire story. When we get so focused on profit only, we can forget that there's an entire picture that happens behind the scenes. So profit is just what's left over when you take the expenses away from the revenue. If there isn't enough profit in the business, we can't reinvest. We can't do new things. You can't pay yourself. And you can't make reserves or savings for rainy days or future investments. It's a really clear signal about the health of your business, and it drives decisions and strategies as it should. However, when we look at profit in isolation, that can be misleading. If we're focused on just making as much profit as possible, we might not consider things like customer satisfaction or employee engagement or the impact we have on the environment. Profit is never going to show you the quality of your relationships with your team. It's never going to show you the loyalty of your customers. It's not going to show you the qualitative things that make your business something that you can be proud of. For instance, if you're only looking at the bottom line, you can end up cutting costs that damage your culture, that damage the quality of your delivery. So we're going to get these short-term gains, but at what cost to the business? And I think more importantly, we don't talk enough about profit not being able to capture how you're feeling in the business, how much you're enjoying getting up and getting to your desk and doing the work, how much you're paying yourself versus how much of yourself you're putting into the business in time and energy and mental space. And it can't measure whether you are burning out to maintain that profit level. So we have to be really careful. If we develop this laser focus on profit, we can also lead our team into some very dangerous ground where they believe that they need to prioritize profit over everything else. This can lead to unethical behavior. We might sacrifice the service that we give to our customers and lose their trust. And it encourages them to cover up mistakes that cost the business money. It creates this culture of competition versus collaboration. If you're going to get rewarded on how profitable the business is, you're not going to focus on how can I help somebody else. You're just going to laser in on how much money can I make for the business. And then we start to lose that wonderful innovation and adaptability that we get from operating as a team. So we have to balance profit with other indicators that we care about, like team turnover, customer feedback, reputation. And we have to balance it with how is your business supporting you? If you are sacrificing paying yourself a salary in order to show a profitable bottom line, that is not sustainable long-term for you, and you're key to the business, so it's not sustainable long-term for the business. This means that you need to be strategic in your decisions. You need to be balancing profit with other metrics in your business and deciding which one you're prioritizing over the other. You want it to be a conscious and strategic decision. You might choose to sacrifice some profit to gain something long-term for the business. You might add, for example, a gift into your client onboarding. Yes, it costs you a bit of profit, but long-term, it drives greater loyalty. And they're likely to talk about your business. So it drives marketing. Or you might choose to make less profit because you're paying somebody to come in and train your team. Again, short-term profits are down. Long-term, you're going to see that improved performance from your team and get all that money back. So the key is to weigh your decisions around everything. Yes, profit counts, but also what else might be impacted. This is a strategic decision at the very highest level. You might be in a phase right now where you're sacrificing some profit for a long-term gain. However, if that's the case, you need to know how and when you plan to return to those profitability levels. Or the business itself might not even be there in the long term. So what is your strategic view right now on profit as a measure of success in your business?